Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Let me try to define this relationship that my wife has forged with another dude over the last year and do it in a way that's objective.
Okay. Well, because we've talked about this. We've mentioned this before in the past because we were debating whether when you're with somebody, you're in a couple, let's say you're married, the idea of friends before you got together of the opposite sex and friends after you got together of the opposite sex, and which is okay and which is not okay. So this came up in conversation a while mm-hmm. back because of that.
And my philosophy on it is, look, you can have as many guy friends or girlfriends as you want before you guys become a couple. Mm-hmm. But my feeling on the whole thing is once you get coupled or you're married, that at that point you make friends with the couple.
Yeah, right. I agree with you.
Agreed.
You don't necessarily make friends with just one person, because right. then it gets a little iffy to me. That's just always been my philosophy on the whole thing.
Because I don't trust the intention of the single person if they come in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, especially.
I don't mean to sweat. I don't know what you're,
no, you're not.
To say.
No. Because
Melissa's making it really nice and hot in here for you.
No.
Feel free.
I'm just going over what
warmer.
We had talked about before.
Yeah. And there's an opposite side to this. And I got emails and I got tweets about, you know, from the other side saying, they don't subscribe to that theory that mm-hmm. once you get into a committed relationship, it's the rules still apply. Like, trust is trust.
Right.
So I've heard that theory, but let me just tell you what's been going on with my wife and this dude, Mike. So he is a webmaster that has been helping us out with Burt's Big Adventure and some other side projects also. And I'll be totally honest with you, he's a really great guy. He's a really, really, really nice guy. There's nothing wrong with this dude at all, man. But he and my wife, because Stacy runs Burt's Big Adventures, has a large part in our charity event, or our charity, that she's been working very closely with this guy. And at first it was just professional, but then I saw texts going back and forth maybe like last summer to each other.
Okay.
And then she started bringing his name up more and more, and maybe it's two summers now. My sense of timing is always a little bit jacked up. But then there were some pictures, like, of the kids exchanged and stuff like that. And I just felt like, I'm not cool with this. And again, she's just started bringing up stuff that was going on in his life, like intimate details of struggles that he was going on, like stuff she might say to me about a girlfriend.
Now, is he married?
He is not married.
Okay.
He's gone through a pretty tough time the last year.
This is the guy that looks just like Hollis, right?
That's my son.
Right?
So I started to get concerned about it, and I certainly expressed my concern to my wife that the thought of having a girlfriend, a friendship start outside of our marriage was never even on my radar. I just never even thought that that was really a possibility. So when she started forming this relationship, I just really didn't know what to do with it. I was jealous. I felt insecure. Like, what is he providing her that I'm not? Why is she going to this guy? Why are they talking about intimate details? And then I started asking her, like, are you confiding in him stuff that's going on in our relationship? Because essentially I don't know that they're best friends yet, but they're like second tier friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Stace and I talked about it for a while, and it was a source of tension in our relationship for a good couple of months.
What did she say about it?
She really sort of took a hard line on it. That there's nothing to be concerned about. Mm-hmm. You've got to trust me. You've got to trust this relationship. And this is something that you're going to have to work through. which upset me even more. Wow. Because I do, and just let me give a sidebar here, that there have been times in our relationship when Stacey and I don't agree on things, and I say this is more of a you being insecure thing, so deal with it. Like if I'm going on a guy's trip and we're going to Vegas and Stacey has been insecure about it, there have been times where I say, you know what, I'm going on the trip, nothing's going to happen, you got to trust me, deal with it, see you later. So I really don't subscribe in that everything has to be great all the time between the two of y'all, because there are just going to be some times, at least in my marriage, where we just don't agree. This one was a big one, though.
Mm-hmm. And you've used that, if you've used that card before, then you can't get mad at her for using it.
Well, it's different going on a guy's trip and having a friend of the opposite sex. That's very different. Those are two, that's like apples and oranges in my book. Because what if you were forming a friendship with a woman that was not friends with Stacey and that you were having intimate conversations with?
That's exactly what I said to her. And let me give the phone number out real quick, too, just in case you want to get in on this. It's 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. It's exactly what I said to her.
And, you know, what if this woman was going through a lot of struggles in her life and confiding in you about it, but wasn't friends with Stacey? I mean, I think in any sort of relationship situation, all you have to do is flip-flop it and say, would I feel uncomfortable if this whole situation was reversed? And if the answer is yes, then you have your, answer.
What was her response?
That was exactly my reaction to it, too. And she, it almost was like we were talking about two different languages. Mm-hmm. It was almost like we were coming from two completely different schools of thought on it that we just couldn't get past it. Like, she thought that my my ideas about this were so out of left field, and I thought hers were so out of left field that it felt like we were talking two different languages. And I just want to defend, I want to play defendant on her part for just 1 second, because the two of them did try to bring me into this friendship for a while, but I was reluctant to it. So her argument was, here it is, you can be part of this, let's all do this together. So we were going out, we were hanging out, and we were sort of like this friendship triangle thing going on, but it never quite fit right for me.
But what was her response when you did the Jen thing and reversed it?
She said, fine, that'd be fine with me.
Oh.
So I said, so if I start a friendship
she's crazy.
With somebody that's, and this dude is, he's an attractive guy. He's a good looking dude. So if I come home the next day and I say, look, I've started to form this friendship, or you see me texting back and forth with this new woman and she's just a friend, you're going to be fine with it. And she said, so long as you bring me in, then I'm cool with it. Which they did, and I didn't accept it. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Bring it on.
No, I just...
Don't hold back.
Well, my thought is that if Katie and I... I'm putting myself in the situation. Katie and I... there's a woman that comes into our relationship, and Katie's friends with her. I have a problem trusting that other person. If you're a single person coming in to be friends with a couple, and you only gear your attention and your energies toward one person, I don't trust your intention. I just don't. I just, because I'm very careful when I was single, and even with Katie, I'm very careful about including the couple as one unit. I would never do anything with anybody solo that I just met. Like, one of my best friends, she's in a couple relationship. That girl, you know, her girlfriend has trust me completely, because she and my best friend have been friends for almost 20 years now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If something was going to happen, it would have happened. And it's not going to happen. So she trusts that. But if I just met them, I would never do anything with one of them in private. I would never spend time solo with one of them, ever. I just wouldn't do it. Because what's the point in causing the tension within a relationship? What's the point? Unless you've got, I don't know, bad intentions.
I think her point, the way I heard it, was like, it's no different to her. It doesn't matter if it's a guy, it doesn't matter if it's a woman. Trust is trust. Either I trust her or I don't. So at the end of the day, I embraced it and said, you know what? You're right. I do trust you. And again, I really want to reiterate that the dude that she's been hanging out with is if Stacey wasn't involved, this is a guy I'd hang out with. He's a really solid, nice guy.
What about just the fact that you weren't comfortable with it? Like, doesn't that make her,
again, I'm just going to argue on, I'm going to play public defender for Stacey and say that I have learned in the 16 years that I've been in this relationship that there are just some things that don't fit well, and you sort of have to live with it sometimes, so long as it's not a deal breaker. And I'm hoping this isn't a deal breaker. And I think I would have said to her at some point, I just don't want you to be in this relationship at all. Forget it. No, it's too hard for me. No, forget it. I'm out. If it continues, then she would have said, okay, if it's causing you that much stress, then go ahead. And I never made that demand of her.
Well, because I know all this is leading up to you talking to him, so I'm curious what you said to him.
Yeah, because I did. I talked to him about it this weekend. Hey, Ashley, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I've been through the same thing except for with my ex-husband. He had a friend that he made at the gym that he confided in about our relationship. And next thing you know, he left me and our child and has been with her for the last 4 years.
Oh, that's comforting. Cool. Thank
you. Cool. Anything else you want to add to that? Oh, and by the way, he caught a marlin.
There is this theory that I've been reading about in this book I'm reading, and it's this woman who's done all this research about infidelity and why it happens and this and that and the other thing. And there is a theory about windows and walls that she talks about. I'll try to concisely say it, but it'd be much better if you read it. But basically, is that your marriage has all these walls around it. And when you form a friendship with someone of the opposite sex, where there are typically walls around the intimate things of your marriage, all of a sudden there's a window. And there's a window into your marriage to someone else because you're sharing intimate things about that and the issues you're having or the troubles you're having with someone else. Well, then it's just a friendship. So you're afraid that your spouse is going to be mad at you for starting that friendship. So all of a sudden you don't tell your spouse about that friendship because you have opened up this window to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So where there used to be windows only with your spouse and sort of walls around your marriage, all of a sudden there's walls where there used to be windows with your partner. And then there's, I'm not explaining it
very
well.
No, but I get what you're saying. Your whole window and wall analogy and all that.
It's not mine. It's a researcher who's done, you know, over decades of work about infidelity.
We should put that link up on our website. Mm-hmm. But I felt it starting to happen when she first started forming this relationship because I was checking her texts all the time when she wasn't around.
Really?
And every time I did, there was another text from the dude.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
And she wasn't again helping. telling me, you know, how advanced this relationship was getting.
Wow.
And this was all going down last summer, y'all. Hey, Michelle, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I have a coworker that I'm together a lot of the time during the day with, and my husband has a big insecurity to it. We don't text a lot during the weekend or our off time, but when he does text me, my husband gets really angry. But honestly, I have never thought about any type of relationship other than a friendship with him, just because we're together all the time. We get to know each other well, just because, you know, we spend 40 plus hours a week together.
Yeah, but I'm trying to embrace that. I'm trying to embrace that.
But if it makes your husband uncomfortable, I don't understand why you just don't bail on it. Like, aren't your husband's feelings important?
Yes, they are. And that's why, you know, I've really tried to cut out that weekend texting, or if his girlfriend does something over the weekend that he's happy or displeased with, if he'll text me about it, I've tried not to answer him back. And same scenario with us, you know, just trying to keep it in the office, just on a friendship basis with everybody in the office as a group.
But then again, if you're hiding it, then it doesn't sound legit. But I also know that I was making such a big deal out of it that I think Stacey felt forced to sort of hide what was going on.
Okay, I found it. Her name is Shirley Glass, author of Not Just Friends, Protect Your Relationship from Infidelity and Heal the Trauma of Betrayal. And it's 7 steps to make sure that you can prevent it from happening. So we can link to this.
We'll do that.
Hey, The Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme in theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far Now, we are here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.